This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. New York authorities on Wednesday arrested the man suspected of setting off smoke bombs and shooting 10 passengers in a subway car, capping a manhunt that had renewed fears of violence in the U.S.'s largest transit system. New York's police commissioner said the suspect, Frank James, was arrested with the help of tips from residents following a 30-hour search.
We used every resource at our disposal to gather and process significant evidence that directly links Mr. James to the shooting. We were able to shrink his world quickly. There was nowhere left for him to run.
Keyshant Sewell, the police commissioner, said at the press conference that James had 9 prior arrests in New York and 3 in New Jersey. If convicted of charges in Tuesday's attack, he could face life in prison, officials said. Russia said it had taken control of the port of Mariupol on Wednesday, and more than 1,000 Ukrainian Marines had surrendered in the southeastern Ukrainian city. The capture would give the Russians full control of Ukraine's main sea of Azov port and reinforce a southern land corridor and expand its occupation of the country's east. Surrounded and bombarded by Russian troops for weeks and the focus of some of the heaviest fighting in the war, Mariupol would be the first major city to fall since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. Russia's defense ministry claims Mariupol's trade seaport is under full control and remnants of Ukrainian forces are being blocked and unable to escape. Ukraine's general staff said Russian forces were attacking the port, but a defense ministry spokesman said he had no information about any surrender. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden says the U.S. will send Ukraine another $800 million in military aid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he gave Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky the news in a call today that the U.S. is authorized sending more weapon systems that Ukraine's already using, plus new capabilities like artillery systems and more helicopters. The announcement comes a day after the president, for the first time, labeled Vladimir Putin's actions in Ukraine genocide.
Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian.
Zelensky praised the president and had been urging other Western leaders to use the word. France's Emmanuel Macron stopped short today, saying genocide has a meaning. In Canada, Justin Trudeau says it's right that more people are using the term genocide, but he also notes there are official processes for determining whether something is genocide. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it's extending the U.S. nationwide mask requirement for airplanes and public transit for 15 days as it monitors an uptick in COVID-19 cases. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it was extending the order, set to expire April 18th until May 3rd, to allow more time to study the BA2 Omicron subvariant that is now responsible for the vast majority of cases in the U.S. When the Transportation Security Administration, which enforces the rule for planes, buses, trains, and transit hubs, extended the requirement last month, it said the CDC had been hoping to roll out a more flexible masking strategy that would have replaced the nationwide requirement. A U.S. federal state dispute over immigration policy heated up on Wednesday as the White House lambasted Texas's governor over state inspections that have snarled truck traffic from Mexico while Texas chartered a bus carrying migrants from the border to Washington. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki slammed the enhanced truck inspections ordered by Governor Greg Abbott last week, saying they are disrupting trade and leading to higher prices. The border slowdown comes as the Biden administration is battling rising inflation and challenges to movement and goods stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. Recapping our top story, New York authorities on Wednesday arrested the man suspected of setting off smoke bombs and shooting 10 passengers in a subway car, capping a manhunt that had renewed fears of violence in the U.S.'s largest transit system. New York Police Commissioner says the man was arrested with the help of tips from residents following a 30-hour search. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.